Targeting the wrong problems and focusing on agriculture is elementary. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. A major federal push to ramp up U.S. fertilizer production promises relief for farmers squeezed by high cost. But one expert says it may be targeting the wrong problems. C.J. Miller has more.
U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and other Trump administration officials recently announced plans to reverse regulatory bottlenecks and accelerate stalled domestic projects, promising to unlock more than 2 million tons of new fertilizer capacity.
The ridiculous thing about all of this, the Strait of Hormuz closing, that's become normal.
That's Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer with StoneX, who argues that the administration's approach overlooks deeper global challenges that are already influencing the fertilizer markets.
That's the thing. The market now looks at all these things going on around the world, the lack of Chinese exports, European production, the Russia-Ukraine war, the strait being shut down. And now the market's like, okay, but what's happened lately? It's a weird, weird situation.
The administration points to projects like CF Industries' proposed Blue Point ammonia plants in Louisiana as a swift regulatory win. However, Linville says that streamlining projects already in development won't solve the core issue.
Out of all the major products out there, the one that we need the most help with is urea. And I've seen nothing out there that sits there and says we're going to increase the production rate of urea. So I like it. I like the focus. I like some of the things they are trying to do. I just think they're missing the mark. I don't know if they're talking to the right people, frankly.
The White House also vows to boost domestic phosphate production. But with raw ingredients trapped behind international shipping disruptions, Linville warns that policy alone cannot create resources out of thin air.
And that really comes down to phosphate, right? Everybody's like, we need to increase phosphate production. Agreed. If we could, if you don't have the base product, that phosphate rock, you're not going to produce it. And that's where I think, unfortunately, I think there's only so much that we can do from a U.S. perspective, regardless of what their intentions are, or regardless of what they try to do.
Without addressing key shortages and global supply constraints, Linville says the Trump administration's plan to lower fertilizer prices may be offering more promises than real relief for America's farmers. I'm C.J. Miller.